Patrick is in Derry this morning. Morning, Patrick.
Joel, does Romney not have a millstone around his neck? It's called a tea party. And then they had those, that guy said, legitimate rape. And people that's in a party, I think the earth started 7,000 years ago. I mean, who in their right mind is going to vote for a party that has those extreme views? And that is a problem in America. There is only the two parties that people can vote for, and I'm sure there are more than two extreme views in America. There must be people in the middle that see something right what the Republicans are saying and something right that's what the other people are saying. But they don't have anybody in the middle that can bring those two views together. So you have both extremes. You have the likes of the Tea Party. You know, who in the right mind would vote for anybody in a Tea Party? You know?
Charlie Wolfe?
I don't think the Tea Party had that much of an effect one way or the other. That was more the last election in 2010 where they did have an effect, to be truthful. And as for the abortion issue, Todd Akin, you know, that was a badly put statement. No one supported him. It's not the Conservative Party or the Republican Party's position. I think most people in the Republican Party probably, you take my sentiment, which is I am very extremely pro-life, but I do know there are certain circumstances where you don't want to see a return to, you know, women going into back alleys and coat hangers and what have you. As a matter of fact, I mean, again, I don't want to re-argue the election has happened, but I mean, if you wanted to talk about an extremist position, it was probably more the president. You know, this is a man who's ideologically in favor of any kind of an abortion, including partial birth, and he signed up to a bill, I believe, in Chicago that even if the baby lived after an abortion, they said the doctor had the right to end it.
I want to ask Kurt, you've heard, you know, the speeches from both the victor and the defeated. Are you confident that there will be some sort of unity now? We've heard, you know, let's get united and let's get behind the president and the usual rhetoric. It's easy to say that. But are you confident that there will be some sort of unity shown now to try and get America out of the current economic crisis? Despite how bruising and battering it seemed that the campaign was in some occasions.
Well, I wish I could believe there would be some, but evidence is not there. I'll disagree with Charlie on one thing. I certainly agree with him that the Tea Party was not necessarily significant in the outcome, except to say that they have dragged the Republican Party so far to the right that they've made it difficult for a lot of their members of Congress to compromise. As soon as they compromise with the Democrats, they're seen as traitors to the cause and will be thrown out of office in the primary. Forget about the general election. So this has caused a rigidity in the party that makes it very difficult to imagine compromise coming out of this.
I would add, though, that the Tea Party was strictly, just for people's information, not so much to disagree with the other guests, was strictly on financial issues. So the social issues that your caller brought up, for instance, the Tea Party, on personal views on abortion, was not part of their campaign. They were strictly saying we're spending, and we are spending too much, you know, and... you know, the president's in a position now. I'll quote Lanny Davis, you know, the Democratic judge, who said, you know, this morning, says he won, but it was by no means, and again, I'm not saying this begrudgingly, it was by no means a giant mandate. I mean, he had less of a win than last time. You know, he's won legitimately the president. I'm not arguing that. But as Lanny Davis said, you know, he has to go into this a bit more humble this time around. He has to... really take the lead in bringing the nation together. I think his speech was fantastic last night. It's funny, the two best speeches he's ever given. I'm not a big fan of his speeches, but two, after the election speeches, you know, from 4 years ago and last night. But, you know, it's going to really be up to him to be humble, as Lanny Davis said, because the public, whatever side of the aisle, are sick of it. They just do not want the divisiveness anymore.
Charlie, Anna in Uri this morning has something in common with you. She hasn't slept all night either. Anna, were you up glued to the television set, or had you the radio on?
No, I was in front of the television all night. Absolutely all night. And I'm driving. I'm on my way to Belfast here, but I'm on Bluetooth. Can you hear me?
I can indeed. Why were you glued to the television? What gripped you by this election race?
Because I know that today the world is a much better place, a much safer place in the hands of Barack Obama than it ever would be in Mitt Romney.
Why?
Because Mitt Romney is, obviously he's going to enter into conflicts that Barack knows better than that, and he's
Can I disagree with all due respect to the caller? Knowing the American system, I don't think you know it as well. The president does not have that sort of power to appoint people. That's been tossed around quite a lot. Mitt Romney and the president both had the same position as far as Iran was concerned, which is all options were on the table. Mitt Romney supported the use of sanctions. I think maybe he would have been a bit harder and a bit quicker.
The difficulty was that Mitt Romney didn't know what he was going to do or how he was going to do it. He was full of hot air. He really didn't have any concrete policies. Whereas, although Barack has had a difficult 4 years, he is moving America forward. That is just exact. I am so happy.
He's had some successes, but then again, I don't think our relations with Russia. Anybody going into the office, Mr. Obama had less experience going into the office when it came to foreign affairs. He did not have any sort of executive leadership positions before. And again, I'm not sure we argue the election here. So I think some of that is a bit of a misnomer. I think the world is safer. Whoever would have won, the world is safer because there's a democracy in the world called the United States that can hold an election. Bob Carolina would have shook my hand this morning and said, congratulate. You're not going to see the coup or the army moving in to depose Mr. Obama. Mr. Romney can do it. And I think that's the safer place.
Charlie, I appreciate your time this morning. I'll let you get to bed. I know it's been a long night. And thanks for chatting to us this morning. I think the old phone's starting to go. Brian's on the line this morning. Morning, Brian. You have a different view to Anna.
Yes, Joel. How are you? It's obvious that 51% of the electorate in America need 4 more years of failed policies from Obama, to realize that what they've asked for is not what they really needed, that the solution was in front of them. They could have voted for a man with economic experience, with the amount of experience that could have turned the country around. $6 trillion worth of national debt Obama has added to the American deficit, since he took office. That's something Bush only managed in 8 years and 2 wars. Obama didn't give us a plan for recovery. He ran a very negative campaign.
I think Kurt is trying to get back in there. Kurt, what do you say to Brown this morning?
Well, the quote of the debt, the way debt works is we are now gathering debt that is accumulated because of Bush policies. It's the Bush tax cuts and the wars that lead to the debt we have today. Yes, we've accumulated over the last 4 years, but it is a direct result overwhelmingly of the Bush policies.
No, it's a direct result of government bailouts, and it's a direct result of government intervention. And also, Obama had the chance to repeal the Bush tax cuts, and he didn't do it because tax cuts work, and they
help
to generate the economy, which were proven under the Reagan years. So again, the electorate has chosen the wrong solution for the way forward, and I feel we're just going to...
We were talking about unity earlier. If Congress is against him again, how much power does he actually have?
That's the problem right now. It's not entirely clear whether or not two parties can act together.
Go ahead, Brian.
There's definitely not going to be a unity because the Republicans have to put an end to this excessive government spending. We see the result of that in Europe. We see the result of big government in Greece and, this entitlement culture, and it doesn't work. We need to get business back up and running, make it successful, compete on the world stage as far as our manufacturing base and our exports. And Romney had that experience. He could have brought that to the office, and instead the wrong decision was made.
Anna, Brian, Kurt, thank you all very, very much.